This is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cruz. A flurry of developments on the mountaintop midway into the third week of a standoff at Mauna Kea. In the advance of stormy weather, the governor drops his executive emergency proclamation order and extends the construction period for the 30-meter telescope. HPR's Ryan Finnerty joins us in the studio this morning.
Good morning, Catherine. And everyone out there may remember that back on July 17th, that was the first week of this demonstration, Governor Ige unveiled an emergency proclamation in connection with the anti-TMT demonstration blocking the Mauna Kea Summit Access Road. And the governor said when he made that declaration that it would give law enforcement more flexibility to address the situation. And that was right around the time we saw the arrest of those kupuna leaders of the movement. As everyone's probably aware, the governor kind of backpedaled pretty quickly after those arrests, and he's now seeking a peaceful solution, a negotiated solution to the impasse rather than using police to clear out demonstrators. And we've pretty much been in a stalemate ever since up there. There really hasn't been much movement in terms of one side or the other since that declaration and since those arrests. And kind of in reflection of that reality, yesterday the governor rescinded his emergency proclamation. Here's what he had to say.
At the request of TMT Project, the University of Hawaii asked for a 2-year extension of the permit construction deadlines. The Department of Land and Natural Resources has granted this extension till September 26, 2021 for the initiation of construction. I also rescinded the emergency proclamation issued on July 17th this morning because there are no immediate plans to move heavy equipment up the mountain. As you know, we have two hurricanes that have come in to impact the state in the next few days, and we certainly believe that we don't anticipate moving equipment at this time.
So, Catherine, kind of two things in there. Number one was the rescinding of the emergency proclamation, which, as the governor kind of said there, came about because the deadline to begin construction for the TMT has now been extended for 2 years. He mentioned University of Hawaii requested that. UH Hilo is actually the holder of the permit with the Department of Land and Natural Resources because they're the leaseholder on the land on the Mauna Kea summit. So it's the Department of Land and Natural Resources that approved that extension as a result of some delays from both the protest and court challenges that we've seen over the past few years. The director of DLNR, Suzanne Case, was there with the governor, and she said that the agency decided to approve that extension request because they felt the TMT had made a good faith effort to begin construction and that the request was justified.
The Department of Land and Natural Resources received a request from the University of Hawaii Hilo, who was the permittee on the Conservation District Use Permit for TMT, to extend the deadline for 2 years. We reviewed the request, and we believe that they have made good faith efforts to move forward. Their efforts have been blocked by protesters on the mountain blocking the access road to their construction equipment, which they mobilized. Also, they held off initiating construction pending the resolution of the appeal at the Supreme Court, so they actually had less than a year to initiate construction. So based on that, we had no problem with their request and issued the extension.
What's supposed to happen with the court hearing, the challenge to the emergency declaration?
So yeah, that's a little bit up in the air at the moment. There is a hearing scheduled for tomorrow morning, Thursday morning in Honolulu, and it's a very narrow case. There's one plaintiff, Paul Nevis, who's a known Hawaiian activist, who sued Governor Ige and the state of Hawaii for blocking the access road, and his claim was that when they shut down the road, they're infringing upon his right to go up to the summit and engage in his cultural and religious practices. An initial temporary ruling was issued. It's kind of just to get something out quickly by a 3-judge panel that said Paul Nevis and only Paul Nevis needs to be granted access to the summit when construction equipment and a construction convoy is not moving up the mountain. And that was a temporary injunction, I believe is the term, that applied only to that one man, the plaintiff, to nobody else. And he, if you read the court brief and the findings, kind of laid out pretty expansively what he does up there, why he feels, you know, that it's important to him, his religion, his cultural practice, and why the state, the emergency proclamation and the closure of the road with no equipment going up is an infringement upon his rights. So we're expecting to learn more about that tomorrow. It's unclear how the rescinding of the emergency proclamation will affect that, if the case will be dropped entirely. Seems unlikely, though, because the governor did say yesterday that the road, the Summit Access Road, remains closed. Law enforcement will remain on site. And so it does seem like that plaintiff, Paul Nevis, probably still has some standing to pursue his case. Also unclear if that ruling could be expanded to include others, or if it would remain just solely focused on that one individual and other cases would be needed.
And there was some head scratching because the protectors were saying that they had reached some kind of agreement with state law enforcement about allowing scientists to go up in, you know, in one car to do their work on the mountain in exchange for allowing a carload of protectors or Native Hawaiians to go up and exercise their rights. So, you know, the state was saying, no, that didn't happen. So we were just trying to figure out, you know, what's really fact and fiction.
Yeah, this has been a sort of interesting puzzle over the past several days. Those telescopes, there's 12 or 13 telescopes up there, rather. They need pretty constant maintenance. The scientists I've spoken to say they pretty much have crews available either on standby or at the summit 24/7, and that this three-week disruption has created a lot of problems, some of them very critical. And so what we think happened is that the scientists kind of impressed upon the state how dire the situation had become, that they needed to get people up there. The state worked out some kind of informal agreement to allow some technicians to go up, possibly in exchange for some cultural practitioners. The governor said there was no deal yesterday explicitly. The protesters have said there was. The state DLNR used some kind of vague language. So we don't really know. It seems like they're being handled on a case-by-case basis. I do want to play one quick clip from John O'Mara. He's the chief scientist at the Keck Observatory, and he was talking about how their science has been impacted by all of this.
It's really hard for me to tell you what wonderful things have been lost because they didn't happen. I can say that there are a number of observations that will not be possible ever again because they were single moments in time that were highly coordinated between multiple observatories on the ground and in space, and those observations will simply never happen again. That science will never get done.
And when I spoke with O'Mara earlier this week, he said they were about 2 days away from a catastrophic failure of equipment at their telescope on the summit. They were able to get a crew up on Monday, I believe it was. It was their first one in about 2 weeks to do some maintenance to alleviate that situation. But it does seem like the delayed nature of this negotiating process poses a lot of risk for the telescopes.
Okay, and we'll have to see what happens with this weather and what happens in court.
Yeah, the governor urged everyone up there to evacuate ahead of the hurricanes. They've said they may do that, but it would only be temporary.
Right, but we don't want to see anybody hurt. We want to keep everybody safe.
Right.
Thanks a lot, Ryan.
Sure thing.
We've been talking with HPR's Ryan Finnerty about the latest on the TMT saga.